Hey everybody, this is Rob Zarek. I'm joined by my co-host and co-owner of Live Paranormal, Nikki Paranormal. Nikki, you there?
Yep. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know what I found weird is, in amongst other things, was that I had said, you know, co-owner of Live Paranormal, Nikki Paranormal. It's a lot of like unnormal and normal talks, like words right after each other.
Yeah.
So I have to refine my intro because it's like I kind of thought that maybe I was saying it wrong, but now I was like, wait a minute, is that right? Paranormal and paranormal, like it was just like the same word twice. It almost was like I had a stutter or something. So. So anyway, I think we're kind of have like a series going now with the live show and podcast based on things have captured in our investigations, over the last like two or three episodes, and so we're kind of continuing with that today, or tonight, or whenever they're listening, with some more a different angle. You know, and, those people who have been following along, we've gotten some really bizarre and strange interaction with what we believe could be a soldier from the Civil War, from our investigations and work in Gettysburg. So, we're taking a whole different angle tonight, and, we're going to be talking about that, and then we're joined by our guest tonight, Barry, which I like Barry. We haven't talked to Barry in, I think it's been, I don't even know how long it's been.
A hot minute.
About a year.
Hot minute.
Yeah.
Hot minute.
A hot minute. Hot minute. That's another word that it gets me every time. But, and what's cool about that is Barry he's done a ton in Gettysburg. I remember we had him on with Harvey Allenhouse, and they were talking about, the Gettysburg and everything. So on top of the fact that, Barry is one of the world-renowned channeler, on top of it, he has in-depth knowledge of Gettysburg. So it's kind of a cool double thing for what we have going on and what we've had going on the past month or two with our travels and explorations and adventures. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
Me too.
And I told
you
that earlier.
It makes sense to have him on.
It does. And I can hear what he's got going on. And I had told you, earlier, I'm like, I'm actually excited for tonight's show. And that's not downplaying, other shows. It was just, I'm legitimately excited for tonight. And hopefully, we'll see what comes about, and we'll, bring Barry on. So hopefully we'll bring Barry on now.
Okay, let's do it.
Barry, how are you?
I could not be better, guys. Thanks for asking me back.
Okay.
You know what? It's been a while. We haven't had Barry time in a while, and we felt neglected and sad and all those, terms wrapped into one. And, we miss having you on. And, as you probably listened to our intro, we've had a bit of a theme the past two, three episodes. And, I think the finale. And I think there's not a better person to have on than you for the finale of our kind of like three-part project here with what we've had possibly going on with our investigating in Gettysburg. So, thanks for joining us tonight, and and on top of it, we just want to catch up with you and see how you've been and what you've got going on and anything new and exciting that you've been doing that you want to share with us and our audience.
Well, the most important thing I've been doing at my age is just staying above the ground. We've been hanging in there with that pretty well.
Well, that's good.
But besides that, we started about a year ago. We started a radio show of our own on Parax Network called Channeling History, and we've done like 48 shows now, And each week we channel a different person. Sunday night we channeled with Mother Teresa for an hour, which was quite interesting. And next week we're going to be talking to Tesla, and he will tell us that bug being a lot more than just the name of an automobile. And then we've started another podcast called A Weekly Message from Jesus. And each week we bring about a 12-15 minute message that we live channel from him. And it's quite interesting. All of it's up on our YouTube channel. It's in my name, Barry Strome. And that's been quite a bit of keeping us busy, to be honest with you.
I'm sure.
Well, you know, for us, we do a weekly show. And I'll be honest, we throw a little bit of traveling into our weekly show. So there's times that we might, you know, be doing something video-wise that's not audio for our live show. But, you know, I can understand doing one a week and how much that – it seems like, I swear to God, every day is a Tuesday. It's like I look up and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're live again. You know, so I can't imagine doing two a week. That's you know, though when COVID hit, we were cracking them out nightly. And it was like something we all looked forward to. We were doing the live readings and stuff. But, you know, when you have your daily life resume and then trying to – you know, do a weekly show, that definitely keeps you busy just doing a weekly show. So I
get on too, yeah.
I can definitely appreciate that. It's, that schedule.
Yeah, the Sunday show we got to make up questions for our guests. We let anyone come into the chat room and submit questions, but we have to have a foundation to carry the show. Obviously, if the questions don't come in. So I generally have to make up about 50 questions for a guest. So it's a little bit of work, but it's fun. We had we had Abraham Lincoln on a couple of weeks ago. Talked to him for an hour, and obviously he's played a role there with you guys in Gettysburg, and he was very interesting.
Well, it's funny because one of the locations we were at was right outside our window was the statue of Lincoln in Gettysburg, at the square. So, you know, just to give you a little bit of information on what we've been doing. So we have stumbled across a couple of things lately. And what I also feel is it might be, it's a spirit that is trying to communicate with us. So there's two parts here. We have a spirit that communicated with us over the past, I know the date. So it's been about 6 months. And he's got the same message. So, it's kind of interesting. And we're not sure if it's a soldier or not, but we have verified just through our recordings that the message, the tone, the way it's spoken, the word, you know, it's the same word. Over and over, it's very, very interesting that, you know, he's trying to communicate and give us that message. And then we had an investigation 2 weeks ago. It was, I believe it was on our show night, so we actually did not come live on our show. And we got, you know, we had one of the most bizarre and I would say interesting and cool pieces of, evidence that I think, you know, one of the top ones we've ever captured. And, it's all based around, you know, the Gettysburg and what we think is our communications with multiple, you know, Civil War soldiers who are trying to get our attention.
Yeah, well, it should be no problem to talk to soldiers over there.
But it's one of those things.
You've got enough of them to talk to.
then we're thinking, is it a soldier or is it someone masquerading as a soldier? You know, there's always that element into it. But, to give you the rundown of 2 weeks ago, so, you know, we were at the inn at Lincoln Square. And we were communicating with someone. I don't want to give you too much information because I don't know if maybe you'll pick up on something or you know, I know sometimes you'll just get something and you'll go with it. So I don't want to give you too much information, but we were presented something, you know, that I thought was very unique. And, you know, even Nikki, when we talked about it afterwards, like, well, that was really cool. And then, you know, we were getting a full first and last name that we think, you know, and it was just someone who really wanted to get our attention at, you know, that location. And it was just really, really interesting.
Yeah, I never talked with any ghosts there, but I've talked with quite a few out on the battlefield. I mean, we've even had, you know, we had a long conversation one night with a Confederate colonel who didn't even know he was dead, in the channel of the unknowing dead. I wrote about that in my afterlife book. There's, you know, there's places where they'll talk to me and there's places where they won't. Are you guys familiar with my prior life at Gettysburg?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a Confederate captain there, and I fought over on Culp's Hill. And on numerous occasions, I've gone out and talked to the guys that I fought with out there that were killed. I generally don't have any problem communicating with Confederate soldiers, but quite often Union soldiers won't communicate with me because somehow or other they recognize my soul and understand that I was wearing gray instead of blue when I was there in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's hit and miss. I really don't know whether it'll come through or not. So this guy is out at, can I have his first name?
So we believe, and this is, so the name that we had got was John, that we sent.
Yeah, okay. That narrows it down.
Yeah.
There were about 8,000 Johns out there.
Yeah. Right.
Let me see what I can do here. I'm going to speak to Laura, my guide, and I'll see if she can, we'll see what we can do here. Laura, is it possible to talk to this this John that is hanging out there in Lincoln Square? There are many spirits present in that location. I think that we have the John that you want to speak to. So would you have your guests ask questions, and we'll see if we can get answers for you. Okay. What's your question?
So,
Rob,
question. So, Nikki, you ready to ask some questions?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to know what, if you were indeed a Civil War soldier, and what was your rank and what was your purpose there?
I was indeed a Civil War soldier. I was Confederate, and I was part of the assault that eventually took place on Culp's Hill. I was a private, and I was killed on the assault. I come back here into town because I'm still seeing all of the carnage that is out there on the hill. When you came here, I thought it would be fun to talk to you. And I hope that you could hear my voice okay. Rob?
Yes, and now I believe you also gave us another message. Do you remember that message that you didn't tell us? It was just a different form of a message. Did you do that specifically? Was that you that gave us that message that we got?
I've always tried to just speak to you with that I've always just tried to speak messages. It's very hard for us over here to just do mental messages. I told you that everything was fine and that I had a lot of friends with me, but I don't think you heard me.
Because we had heard a sound that was relevant in that time period, and it was something that we've never gotten through our spirit box before. And so, you know, obviously if it wasn't John, you know, I'm curious if it was just a residual noise that we heard, or, you know, if there was someone else coming through at the time trying to grab our attention.
You should be able to pick up the sound of cannon fire. We hear artillery every day out here. I don't totally understand what your capabilities are, but I did enjoy talking to you.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you. So hopefully you'll talk to us again next time we go by there and try to communicate.
I will be happy to do that. But I am starting to approach a time that I think I will be leaving here. We can only stay down here with our friends for so long. And then we have to move ahead. I'll be here for a short period. So when you come, just ask for me. You've also been getting messages from some of my friends. So make sure it is that you ask for me when you speak.
Now, can you tell me your last name or some of the names of the other people we've talked to? Because I know we've gotten other names through. I just want to verify we're talking to the right people.
My last name was Morgan. Some of my friends, Ed is here, and he has given you messages at times.
Mm-hmm.
Ed's last name was Jeffries. So there are many here that do speak to you. And it sounds like all of our voices sound the same.
What I found interesting, and I don't know if you know, but we have uncovered communication with a soldier that I think does not know that he's passed. And it's not at the location where we, you know, talk to you at. It's down the street it's at, what is now the Farnsworth House Inn. And the message we continuously get is that he's dying. And, you know, there's some sort of help that's needed. You know, are there many of you that, you know, don't realize that you're passed? And is that is that the type of situation we're encountering there?
There are many out here that are still fighting and do not realize that they have passed. I do realize that. And I stay because of my friends. But there are many that stay out here simply because there are Union soldiers that are staying out here and are still fighting. So there are many, many out here that do not realize that they have passed.
Well, and what I had found interesting is, so there is a camp in the back of that parking lot where the Farnsworth House and is, and we have captured communicated with a soldier there and inside the house with the same message. I was hoping that maybe we could talk to him tonight as well, or if you knew who he was.
I am not familiar with them. Those were from other units, and those were probably members of the First Corps over there. I really do not interfere with them over there.
Do you think that there's a way to let you go and talk to you later and see if we can maybe communicate with that soldier as well tonight? I guess that's up to Barry.
Oh. We can try. I never know what's going to, you know, I have no clue what we can do until we try it.
And this one, we'll have Nikki ask a couple of questions. She can take over and go on with a couple of questions.
Okay.
She has some insider information, too. We'll both fire them off.
Now, the Farnsworth house is very very interesting. There have been so many stories made up about Farnsworth House that have been on the different channels. So you do kind of have to sort out the good from the bad over there.
Definitely, that's definitely true. Is there an entity named Mike or Michael that hangs out around or at the Farnsworth?
I'm hearing from Laura that there are several Michaels over there.
Okay. And is he familiar with a woman named Ruth?
She's saying that there were several natives of Gettysburg in that area that tried to help the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of them was indeed named Ruth.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
it's interesting about if it's the same Ruth that you're alluding to, Nikki, is that Ruth has a very interesting way of talking. And the way she introduced herself, the way she talks about herself. So it's undeniable when we talk to her. And I don't know if she does this on purpose, just so we can identify her compared to anyone else, but you know, I'm curious if, you can pick up on that or pick up, you know, how she likes to address herself.
Laura, can we get in contact with this Ruth? Is she? Can I speak for her? She's saying she doesn't want to come forward for this.
Okay.
She's saying she'll try to answer some questions, but she doesn't want to speak herself.
I wonder why. Because our communication
with her
has always been.
She's saying that she doesn't understand what is going on right now.
That's fair.
She's telling me a little bit about herself. She's saying that she lived, that she was around 30 years old at the time of the battle. And during the battle itself, she left town, but came right back when it was over to try to help. She's saying nobody really wanted to help take care of the Confederate soldiers because they were trying to help the Union soldiers at the time. She's saying she did the best he could, but many of them died because they were so badly wounded. They did try to set up a hospital at what is now Farnsworth House. And they did bring some of the, they brought some of the Confederates in there, especially after the charge. I don't know if this is the right one or not that we're talking to. Is that ringing any bells or anything?
What do you think, Rob?
Well, I think, does she know us? Does she know, like, when she communicates with us specifically? Because, you know, we tend to, when she addresses us in the third person all the time, which we find interesting. Because how often do you talk to, you know, spirits and they say, Ruth says hi, or Ruth says goodbye, or Ruth says hello? You know, that's what we find very interesting about Ruth is she talks in the third person. And that's, you know, via
that's because her guide is interceding for her.
That's why
she's not talking. The guide is interceding and giving messages. That's when she says, Ruth says, and that's why she's not coming forward tonight. Does that make sense?
You know, I'll be honest with you, that actually makes sense. There's sometimes that, you know, I don't really, you know, pick up on, you know, what people are spirits are saying, but that actually would be relevant, and I think makes a bit of sense.
Totally.
So does she know specifically when Mickey and I are talking to her? And I guess my other question too are there spirits that know us that specifically talk to us? Because it seems like there's a lot there that, you know, that we'll get that communicate with us that we get the same name over and over, and they seem to know us there.
They're saying that they especially recognize Nikki being there, and that they know her, and that they're saying that they see more of Nikki, and that they do trust her, but sometimes they just simply do not want to speak themselves.
That's fair. I get it.
So, and sometimes Nikki doesn't want to speak either, so it all makes sense.
I'm not even going there. I'm going to stay away from that.
Well, that's why I think it's fair, because I can relate.
Yeah. The soldier that keeps telling us the same message that he's dying, you know, are they looking for help or, you know, what is it that they're looking for? And why are we getting the message that I'm dying? Like, to me, that's like a cry
like
for
a lot,
help.
Repeatedly. We feel bad.
I'll send you the file. I'll send you the file too, Barry. Like, it's actually, I think
soldiers
it's the same
like
voice
that are stuck in the moment. They're actually stuck in the moment. Sometimes they can transport their pain to others.
Right.
It's just the way of things. There's so many different dimensions and things going on out there that, I mean, nobody really knows, understands all of it. I mean, I've experienced quite a bit of it, but there's stuff going on out there that I can't comprehend. The main thing is there's no time on the other side. So if they're living in that moment, it's kind of like a suspended animation thing for them. I have talked to angels that have helped the soldiers move on to come out of those channels and to move ahead. It's generally the intercession of the angels that moves them.
Well, and you know, this particular spirit definitely comes through spirit boxes and different spirit boxes. And, you know, I usually will go back and I will look at, like, you know, am I communicating at the same time of day? you know, is it the same? Is it always a Tuesday at 10? You know, could we be picking up radio? And, you know, the last two timestamps that I got was 9:16 at p.m. on December 3rd, mm-hmm. which was a weekend. And then we got, you know, the same thing at a little bit after midnight on a Tuesday, you know, three weeks ago. So it was like 6 months apart, the same message. And it's just, you know, it's very...
I photographed apparitions the same place a year later. They're just in that moment, and they don't move on.
Wow.
Well, and then there's like,
and I've actually asked the guides about this channel, The Unknowing Dead, and mm-hmm. why they don't get involved with it and move them ahead. And they said that they basically don't get involved that much, that there'll be a time that they will intercede and move them on. But since time doesn't really matter over there, they're in no rush. I wish I had better answers for you on this.
Well, you know, and that one we just find, you know, interesting because it's the same voice and over, you know, a long time period. Where, you know, on the other hand, we've captured at the Farnsworth a child's voice that is 100% the same voice, but it's intelligent and the interactions are intelligent. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's different. It gives you a different feeling. Then, you know, you're communicating with intelligence. The soldier may be intelligent, but he's always got the same message where, you know, the child will say, you know, I've captured the voice, I think, three times, and, you know, it's intelligent. So it's a different, you know, feeling when you're communicating with something that's intelligent, when you're not sure if the other one's intelligent or if it's just, you know, a residual message over and over.
Yeah, that's really hard to tell. I photograph residual energies, obviously. I can't say that I've ever communicated with a residual energy. And it's possible that some of the problems I'm having tonight is because you're playing with residual energies. Because mm-hmm. you can't communicate with them. There's just so much going on, though. You're not playing on a simple battlefield there. I mean, there is just so much death and suffering.
Definitely. Very complex, I'm sure.
No, nobody understands mm-hmm. all that's going on out there. But I do know this. Personally, my interactions have been decreasing out there.
Really?
So they are moving on, you know.
Okay. Wow.
Well, and I know, like, for last week's episode, we had Harvey Althaus, which you had talked to him on air before, and he was picking mm-hmm. up a guy by the name of John Patrick, which we did get. You know, the name John and Patrick, we had thought it was two first names, but he said, no, it was first and last. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think there's still some stuff out there. And, you know, it's, you know, we have the availability to, we do a lot of investigating, you know, obviously at the Farnsworth. And, you know, there's some stuff there that it keeps, there's reoccurring spirits. But then there's, you know, new ones that come through and, you know, you just don't know if they're passing by or whatever. They kind of, you know, just want to stop by to say hi. But, you know, I think we could do like a whole episode of all the spirits we've communicated with there, because we, you know, she's there daily and we do it, you know, so often.
Right.
No, fun.
But I will send you. I'm going to send you that clip of, you know, the same voice coming through and you know, you could then, you know, just listen to it. It's about 12 seconds total. You know, so if you have 12 seconds to kill, I got something for you. And you just let me know what you think. Think if it's the same spirit coming through. So I'll send it to you after we're done with tonight's show. But
okay.
So you have this week. You have. Do you have your itinerary of all your shows posted somewhere coming up, or you know, how do you come up with your guests, you know, who you're going to channel? Is that something that, like, you know, the people who listen, they request, or is it something that you get, like, a feeling?
Yeah, they can request.
Or someone comes to you, how does that work?
They can request, but quite often the guides will tell me who to do next.
Okay.
If I, you know, if I'm drawing a blank on who I should be doing, then generally I'll ask my guide, Laura. And then next thing I know, there's a name in my head, and that's who we go with. We've channeled 4 archangels on the radio show so far. So we do a lot of different things. I'm actually thinking about doing a show where I'm going to channel with Bigfoot. Laura tells me that we can channel him, so I think we might do a show on that one of these weeks. I might save that for Halloween.
So you're saying he's real?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. They're interdimensional. That's why they can pop these dimensions. And that's why, you know, you never see a body or anything. They take them back to the dimension. No, we channeled them on the, for my conspiracy book. We wrote a little bit about them. I've never live channeled one, but I think I'm going to do it for the radio show. That'll give everybody an excuse to tell me that I'm a fake. No problem.
I think it'd be interesting just to see what,
I do too.
You know, what comes about.
Yeah.
Cause
They're not what people think. They're highly intelligent. They're just another soul energy form. If you look at the character Chewbacca in Star Wars, very, very similar to Bigfoot, if you think about it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Never thought of it that way.
Huh. Yeah,
a lot of the characters,
like,
in Star Wars are actually very accurate.
I want to hear this. Like, I'm all tuned in. I want to see where this would go, because I read different theories, and you know, it wasn't. There was even one through the ancient alien theory about, you know, how they used the tunnels and stuff as a networking system. There's a lot of interesting theories of what, you know, Sasquatch, Bigfoot are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's going to be really interesting to channel one and get the right answers.
You'll spoil it for everyone. Everyone will now know if you do it. So then all the people who say
wrong. Nobody, we got so many skeptics to what we do, they're not going to believe it anyway. So at least I'll have the personal satisfaction in knowing what it is.
Right. And I guess that's all that. It's the same thing that I say about when I joke. Nikki says, I am not funny, but I had the personal satisfaction of laughing. So I can understand where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We did.
As long as I laugh, it's funny.
A couple of weeks ago, we did a channeling of the Prophet Muhammad, about an hour and 15-minute live channeling with him. And it was requested by a gentleman out of Morocco who was Islamic, and he actually made up the questions for the show. Connie had to practice with the pronunciations for some of his questions. I mean, we did them in English, but the names and places and stuff, we had to use the original names for. I sent him a transcript.
Did you feedback on how he felt? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I sent him a transcript. Go ahead.
And what he said. No, I was going to say, I was curious, and I think you were leading to that point, was what his feedback was based on the answers.
Yeah, he came back and he said he had some loaded questions in there, and he said that every one of the questions that we asked were historically accurate. And I mean, I didn't know anything about this interview. I threw like 5 questions in of my own, but everything else came from Morocco. So it was it's a really, really interesting interview. We have it up on our YouTube channel now, and we're getting pretty good comments on it.
Now, when you look back at your channeling, do you remember what you have channeled, or is it you're completely zoned out and you have to go back and listen to it and you're like, I can't believe I said that, or I can't believe I got that? You know, how does it work for you personally? Like, do you remember the interaction?
I remember small parts of it, but I generally have to go back and read transcripts to understand totally what I said. We did a show with Mahatma Gandhi about a month ago. And he came through, and I spoke the entire show with an Indian accent. And I cannot do accents. But we did an hour's channeling with me speaking his words and his voice. My voice was higher pitched, and it had an Indian accent for every answer. And when we go to break, my voice came back normal. And when he came back on, I was speaking in an Indian accent again.
I've always wondered that, and now I'm going to have to watch that. That sounds very interesting. Like, do you pick up, like,
oh, yeah.
Does that happen often, where you pick up, like, the speech patterns and stuff of the person you're channeling, or is it usually just still in your speech patterns?
Well, I did it with when we did Billy the Kid. I had an Old West accent with that one. It doesn't happen that much. But the one with Gandhi was funny. I was sitting here at my desk making the questions up, and I knew he was here helping me write the question. And Connie was sitting in the same room in the love seat, and I started to talking to her. I started talking to her in this Indian accent. I said, "Did you hear that?" And I started talking to her again, and I was back in this Indian accent. And I could see Gandhi standing next to me, and he was laughing. But it's the first time, but it even, I mean, I was doing it even when I was asking his questions to Connie. So you never know. I have absolutely no idea
when
you do this stuff.
Hopefully when you channel Bigfoot, you won't start talking like Chewbacca, because you'll go nowhere with that interview.
It's possible. Who knows? No, it's weird. I've got over 170 videos up on YouTube now. Each one is unique. I mean, these channel messages are something else. When I do this weekly message from Jesus, when I sit down, I turn the equipment on, and I have no idea what he's going to say. I have no lead-in, nothing. I do a real short intro. He starts speaking, gives his message, and that's it. And I go back and look at the transcript later to see what everything that he said.
Well, I find it completely interesting. You know, and some of the stuff that, you know, we have not spent a ton of time with you, but I know even when that one night we came, you know, and spent a night investigating with you and stuff, that, you know, and our mutual friend Chris was there, I forget who had come through our spirit box, and apparently it was somebody you had just was talking to through your channeling. Nick, do you remember who it was? Mm-hmm. It was
no.
Saint,
at 79, you don't remember a whole lot, no.
Nicky, what was that? Saint who?
Martin.
Saint
Martin. It was Saint Martin.
Oh, that he's a bad guy.
Chris said something about Martin of something. And...
Oh, yeah. I had to chase him out. That was the last time we ever heard from him, too.
Oh, wow. He listened. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he came in one
down,
time.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. When we were just getting started with this, he came in and tried to tell us that he was Jesus, and that didn't go over well either.
Oh,
yeah. he's not a good guy. They had to collar him from the other side, which they did.
Well, no, it's a strange hopefully, life. I think, yeah, definitely. And I think that you probably sparked the interest of all of our listeners to come and check out the, you know, your upcoming shows and stuff. So I guess one more time, why don't you give a plug to where people can check out your YouTube? It's just your name, correct?
Yeah, it's real simple. I put everything up on our YouTube channel, and it's in my name, Barry Strohm, S-T-R-O-H-M. Our radio show is called Channeling History, and our podcast is A Weekly Message from Jesus. And we put everything up. It's when I put the radio show up, obviously it's audio and I'm on YouTube where you need some video. So I always go back and research a bunch of period photographs and images of the individual that we're channeling with. So you can, like if you went and listened to the one for Mother Teresa that we did on Sunday, you would see a slideshow of her, pictures of her and different images and messages and stuff. So I try to make the YouTube as interesting as possible. And if anybody goes there, please subscribe. We always appreciate it.
Well, I think the thing that makes it interesting is when you have, like, the Indian accent and stuff. I think that would be fun to watch. You know, just on topic,
yeah,
a little
extra. Go back
extra.
And the Gandhi one is funny because to hear me speaking with an Indian accent, it's far out.
Do you ever go back and look at it and stuff like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that, or I can't believe I did that? Like, does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah. I got no control what's coming through. When we were doing Billy the Kid, those guys in the Old West would swear about every third word, obviously. And I had the feeling he was ready to let one fly on the radio. Every time he caught himself, he'd go, almost said one there. But I'm speaking their words, so I just don't simply have any control over.
Right.
That would be the scary part, is you're going back and you're like, oh, my God, I just said that. Or, wow, was that me?
Yeah.
Was that me dancing on camera? You know, I don't know. I was dancing on camera.
Well, that's a good thing about radio. Can't see.
Amen.
Right. Well, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, having you on. We should have you on more often. And, you know, it's
definitely
not once a year. That's kind of foolish. But, you know, it's been interesting with the COVID and everything and, you know, you starting up your show. But we should maybe look into having you, you know, stop by every so often and do, at least just check in with you. So, you know, thanks for joining us tonight. And,
Thank you.
We look forward to talking to you soon. And I'm going to send you that clip. So hopefully you have 12 seconds to take a look and listen to the one voice that we think is coming through to us on a consistent basis with the same message.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. No, and thank you, guys. Good talking to you again. Miss you guys.
Good talking to you, Barry.
Since we love Gettysburg.
Yeah. Oh, Connie,
I will
tell you.
I will do it.
Thank you.
Are you coming back? I know you were there not that long ago, but are you coming back again anytime soon? Or?
I'm probably going to have to make a quick trip to get rid of some more antiques. My guess is beginning in November.
We'll have to get together.
I don't have anything firmed up yet. But when I do go out, I always go out to the place on the battlefield where I fought and talk with the guys that I fought with. So I did take time to go out and do that while I was there. Yeah, some of them are moving on. There weren't nearly as many there as there were the last time.
Wow.
Well, we'll try to have you on before November, then maybe we can even, if you end up making it out there, we'll have to get together.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll let you know when what we're doing.
Awesome.
All right,
thank you, Barry.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Well, that was interesting. It's, you know, it's always interesting to have Barry on. Do me for a loop on that Bigfoot thing.
Right. What about Ruth?
You know what? I'll be completely honest with you.
That
made
sense.
And it doesn't make sense. Like, it actually...
Yeah, it was a great reason why. Because we always find it funny that she speaks in the third person, and that made perfect sense.
Yeah, it's not her speaking in the third person. So I'll give you, you know, I'll give Barry the fact that I think that might be accurate. Okay. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, I have a problem, you know, with my mouth sometimes. And I really feel like that's the reason. I don't know why, but it makes a lot of sense. You very rarely get people like outside of like celebrities that, you know, talked about themselves in the third person. And I think people don't even do that anymore. You know, so maybe it just wasn't a third person. It was somebody speaking for somebody else, which would make a whole bunch of sense.
Exactly.
But that gives us something to work with for next time.
Yeah, it does. Totally.
And, you know, Ruth says goodbye. Ruth says hello. Ruth says this. You know, we could get to the bottom of it. That gives us a line of questioning for the whole Ruth thing. You know, I think we didn't shed much light at all with the I'm dying guy. But, you know, obviously he's still dying, so we know that much.
Right.
I bet you when we go back, he's going to be dying still.
It sucks for him.
I was hoping that Barry would be like, well, he's just dying to talk to you. You know, like he had some kind of, like, alternate explanation that we haven't thought about. You know, but...
Where he sounds like he's like, I'm dying to talk to you. I don't know that's how you say it.
Yeah. I'm dying. That's actually how I've listened to it many times. But it's almost like I'm dying.
Right.
It's got like a drawn out, like the, it's not the D and the Y, die. It's like the Y and the I. It's a weird, like the way he stresses it. And that's what, you know, when you're using different spirit boxes, when you have different, you know, cameras are, you know, in our investigations, we don't have our spirit boxes mic'd out. You know, we might be, you hear it at a different, you know, level when you're 1 foot from the spirit box compared to being 15 feet from the spirit box. But the speech was identical between the two, which
yeah.
I think, I don't know if that's how you heard it as well.
No, I heard it exactly like that. I mean, it was like even the length of time he said dying was like,
yeah,
legit.
It was
exact.
It's hard to explain how he's saying dying, but I'm dying. You know, like
it's very distinct.
Yeah, it's a distinct way of hearing it. And distinct that, you know, and the best part about it is we're using two different spirit boxes. And there are timestamps on phones. So we have the timestamps.
Right, it was months apart.
Those two files. It was actually, it was about 7.5 months apart. And one was at 9 p.m. and one was at 11:59 p.m. You know, so in a Saturday compared to a Tuesday. 7 months apart. So, you know,
right.
I think I'm comfortable saying we did not pick up, it's not radio. You know, we did not pick up a voice coming through that was, you know, a radio DJ or, you know, someone telling a story. First of all, you have the I'm dying, which would be super strange to hear, you know, unless that's part of their radio bit. But, you know, it's not, you know, I think the fact that the timestamps are so different, it kind of helps eliminate that. I think we lost Nicole.
No, I'm still here.
But you didn't say anything. And it, like, surged. It's weird.
Do what?
No, it sounded like you were gone, and you didn't say anything, so.
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear it. I spoke for, like, 15 seconds.
No.
And then in a question form.
Nope.
Weird. I wonder
totally.
If it was the ghost.
Spirit influence.
He's dying to interfere with our show.
Perhaps.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for doing the show tonight. And
yeah, thank you.
In a wrap up, I don't know. It just led to more questions, which, you know, it's foolish to think that, hey, we're going to have a show and have all answers, you know, when it comes to the paranormal.
Yeah, I think we know better already.
But I'm pretty happy with the Ruth explanation. And it was weird. So
me too.
What I found also interesting about that is when he talked about Ruth, he was saying that, you know, it wasn't that he came up with someone else was speaking for her after we had told about her, you know, responding in the third person. It was
right, because he said that she didn't want to talk. Someone was speaking for her.
Right.
Before we even got to that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I found was super interesting about, you know, all of that is that that point exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess there is a nurse or something that comes through, and that's what he was alluding to, her being a nurse, right? Or that has come through.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to, like during the time of the battle, people who weren't necessarily nurses became nurses.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no qualifications. So we'll have to use it for next time and see if that's anything that we can use to aid our investigation. And I think that's the cool part about it, is if anything, we got something that we can use for our, you know, our next investigation there.
Yeah,
definitely. Which we should almost do is it might make sense to even, like, play that. You know, part where Barry is communicating with, you know, whoever he was communicating with, and see if that sparks any type of response. Yeah, and we don't do that enough, and we should do stuff like that more.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to, hopefully next Tuesday we'll be coming live, or maybe a live stream, or you never know with us. You know, spur of the moment. Type situation. So we'll definitely be coming to you in some format next week, and we'll see everyone next week, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.